staying in touch. Here are some occasions that might prompt you to get in touch with established customers. The anniversary of a sale, a workshop offered by your company that the customer might find worthwhile, the customer's birthday, an especially good idea if you sell life insurance, a new product offering, a sale or special offer, an upgrade to the product you sold. These occasions can all be marked quite effectively on a computer-based calendar, and reminders can be sent to you via email. This will allow you to then contact the customer and ask them a few questions in regards to how the product is working for them and so forth. Showing that you remember them even after a year, or that you recognize the proximity of a special date for them, demonstrates a personal touch in how you deal with customers, a touch which will mean a lot to them. The most effective way to stay in touch with a customer is to retain certain information on them, which can then be sent through the post or email to alert them of another potential purchase they can make. It is likely that your sales niche will contain a number of different sections itself. Once you know what they have bought before, you will understand more about what their needs are and be able to point them to a new purchase that you think will help them. The key is not to contact them with a straight sales pitch right away. Unsolicited sales pitch are rarely welcome, but to alert them to something that they might be interested in. By doing this, you give them a chance to make a purchase without putting excessive pressure on them. Staying in touch with a customer can have a range of benefits, from the simple fact of keeping yourself in their mind if they should have another purchase to make, to putting the idea of another purchase into their head. It is a form of advertising with the benefit that there is already a link between yourself and the customer. If you can keep a personal touch in the contact that you made with a customer, this is all the better, as they will remember that you did and think of you as a person to do business with.